Hey, sports fans, feeling good about your exciting baseball playoffs? The surprisingly dramatic beginning to the NFL season, four games in? Well, get ready for a cold winter and some empty arenas. The shot clock is almost at zero for the National Basketball Association and its labor troubles. Owners and players for the NBA meet today to discuss billions of dollars on the line in player compensation and franchise revenue. Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News, joins us. Mitch, how important is this meeting?
It's huge today. You know, they're running out of time to get the regular season started on time. That's supposed to start November 1st. And, the problem is once you reach a deal, it takes you about a month's time to put everything in writing, the new collective bargaining agreement, John. Plus, you have to run a training camp. Plus, you have to conduct free agency for about 150 players who are without teams now. And you have to have a semblance of a preseason. So the problem is that the window is basically shut. And they'll probably that'll probably cost the players the start of the season and maybe the first month.
So, Mitch Lawrence, there was some talk that at this meeting in New York there might be a fly-in from LeBron James, maybe Dwayne Wade, some of the big stars. Are they the ones, though, that are standing to lose here the most? Are they the best representatives of the players in the issues that are being discussed?
Well, you know, LeBron came out after the last meeting on Friday and was telling people, I guess he said in the meeting that he'd be willing to, he could sit out a year. And he could afford it. I mean, those guys you talk about, they don't have to play for a year and they're still going to be okay because they've made, millions of dollars already. I think it's the guys who are making a lot less money than they are, the journeyman type players who stand more to lose than them. But the reason they bring in those players is because, you know, it shows that the superstars of the league, the marquee players, Johns, are the guys who are involved. They don't want to seem like they're above the fray.
And is there a similar division, either implicitly or explicitly, between big market and small market owners in the NBA? Does that complicate matters?
Yes, it does, because the small and the mid-market owners are guys who have been losing a lot of money. Part of the reason for the lockout, a big part, is because the owners have been losing a lot of money. 22 of the 30 teams apparently lost money last year, hundreds of millions of dollars. And a lot of the small market and mid-market guys want to change the system. And so, you know, the big market guys make money. They want to play. You know, teams in New York and L.A. don't lose money. And they're faced with the situation for the owners that there is a split.
So Mitch Lawrence of the New York Daily News, this is totally unlike the NFL situation where they were looking to split a clear, several billion. This is more find the millions, right?
Well, the NFL owners make money from the start because their TV contract is so much better than the NBA. My standard line on that is that NBA owners have one dream, and that's to be an NFL owners because those guys, they all basically make money in the NFL. But mostly in the NBA, at least recently because of the economy and whatnot, NBA owners lose money.
Well, but they need to get out there and play. Is the regular season down the tubes if we get to the end of the day and there's
no.
Nothing?
Not the whole regular season. They do things piecemeal. In the last lockout, the cancellations were done incrementally. So what you're going to have after today is probably a situation where they're going to cancel the opener on November 1st and then the first month. And so then they'll go from there.
And then the rest of the season will have all the asterisks at the end of it in the record book. Mitch Lawrence, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mitch Lawrence, NBA columnist for the New York Daily News on this meeting in New York today, which may determine the fate of the NBA regular season in their dispute between players and owners.